Hey, Celeste, listen to this lead from the New York Times. A package of Oscar Mayer cold cuts.
Yes.
A pair of Nine West boots.
Yes.
A Whirlpool washing machine.
Yes.
By the fall, most people likely will be paying more for each of them as rising prices hit almost all consumer goods. That's a lead from the New York Times in an article written by Motoka Rich. Consumer prices have been consumer spending has been high since Christmas, but Celeste, that's about to change, and here's why. Prices for all of those things are going up. Commodities like copper, cotton, corn, everything's soaring. Motoka is on the line with us now. Motoka, good morning.
Good morning.
I just read your lead from the Times. Consumer goods, everything from Oscar Mayer hot dogs up through Whirlpool washing machines. What's happening?
Well, basically, as you had mentioned, the commodity prices are rising. So we've got cotton at a near highest level for a decade. Prices for corn, sugar, wheat, beef, pork, coffee, all soaring. Labor's going up. Energy prices are going up. And so a lot of companies that have tried to keep prices at a stable level or even offering pretty dramatic discounts in order to keep people coming in the doors are now saying, we can't take it anymore. We need to raise prices.
Now, I understand some of the connections. Like if the price of energy goes up, it's more expensive to plow the land. So corn goes up. The cows eat the corn. So beef's more expensive. Am I on the right track? Is everything interconnected?
You're absolutely on the right track. And also we live in a global world, as we're often hearing, and demand in some of the faster-growing countries, China, India, for example, are driving these prices up because there are more people who want these products, and some of the countries are becoming more developed and demanding products that they might not have previously have demanded, and so that drives prices up as well.
So what's the ceiling here? How high can prices go in the current environment?
Well, that's the real question. A lot of the economists that I talked to, and by the way, I just wanted to mention that my colleagues Stephanie Clifford and William Newman worked on this story as well, but the economists that I talked to talked about the resistance that there might be. There's going to be pushback because, of course, as we all know, the domestic recovery is fairly weak. Unemployment is still at 9%, and wages have not risen that much. They've only risen by about 2% in the last year. So it's not like people are feeling fat yet. And so therefore, they might resist paying these prices, especially on things like apparel, things that they might decide, okay, well, I can make those boots last a little bit longer. I can make that sweater last a little bit longer.
Well, Motoka Rich, how is if prices are rising pretty much across the board, how is that not just plain old inflation?
Well, that's the real question, and that's the thing that economists, obviously, and the Federal Reserve will be watching. And right now we've been in a period, because of the downturn and the very slow recovery, where inflation has been very, very low. And we are going to see new numbers on Thursday, and economists are anticipating that it's going to be at a fairly low level for the rest of the year. But these prices, as they contribute to what we're paying at the cash register, could end up pushing the rate up. One thing to note, though, is that the Federal Reserve, when it's making decisions about whether to raise interest rates, does not look at an inflation rate that includes the prices of food and energy. And since so much of this that is being driven by the commodity price rises goes into food, that will keep the rate that the Federal Reserve looks at a bit lower.
Does this just mean, essentially, for average people that maybe Kmart, Walmart, or even the dollar store becomes a little more attractive than it did a couple months ago?
Well, it depends on whether Kmart and Walmart are also feeling these pressures to pass on these costs as well. It certainly means that you're going to have a little bit less to pay for. You'll have less to pay for everything else, and so you'll have to make more decisions about what are your priorities.
And so what has to happen for relief, Motoka Rich? At what point, what has to happen in the world, in the global economy, or with energy prices for prices to start to drop a little bit and get some relief here?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think what needs to happen here in the United States is that we need to get more people employed. I mean, that unemployment rate is still unacceptably high, and wages are not moving fast enough, and so the problem is that there are a lot of people who don't have enough money to create the demand here, which then creates this virtuous cycle where more people will get jobs and they'll be able to afford. I mean, some inflation is actually a good sign. You can't keep prices at a stable level forever.
Do I help at all by... You know, some they used to say, be patriotic, go buy stuff.
Buy American.
Buy American. Do I do my patriotic duty by buying a little bit more stuff if I can? Does that increase demand and help depress prices if everybody tosses in a little bit?
Well, I don't know if it helps depress prices, but it certainly helps create push businesses to say there's so much demand that we can't make all the stuff that people want with the people that we currently have on our payrolls. That is certainly what a lot of people talk about, because in the United States, consumption takes up about 2/3 of our economy.
All right, Motoko Rich, staff reporter on the business desk for our partner, the New York Times. Motoko, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.